Happy New Year, and welcome to this adventure of releasing the past year and embracing the year to come. So let's join together and center ourselves and join our energies in this prescription. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. And thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. And as we prepare for this seven-step meditation that we're going to join in with together, we align ourselves with the release of the past year and the embracing of the new possibilities to come. As we've sparked our desire at Thanksgiving and made our commitment for the new birth at Christmas, we now back up that desire and that commitment with our wills. As we move into this intentional new year, releasing all that has been and opening our hearts to all the possibilities that will be. And we back this up with our wills in love. Amen. Well, this is the last of our series about the seven steps, releasing the past year. And in this video that we're going to see, it's a longer video, so I'm going to keep my comments brief. Jane J.E. is going to help us to take our past year up the seven steps and to release and complete that year, to surrender that year. And so just allow yourself, let go of your thinking mind. Allow yourself to just feel your way through this video and don't think about it. Just let her carry you, ride the wave of it. Allow yourself to just move with the energy of this. As I said in the meditation that we opened with, Thanksgiving was the energy of desire that sparked the new birth of a new consciousness that takes place in you at Christmas time. And now you're backing up that commitment that you made at Christmas with your will to move into this coming year. And so it's a formula of desire, commitment, and will, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And I want to read to you what Jane has suggested that we do for our own homework for steps 6 and 7. So that you can do this and then perhaps go back to this video, which is going to be archived. You can get it in the email that you clicked on. And you can, after you've done this homework, you can listen to this meditation again. So for step 6, she suggests to help you release, write a letter to God releasing the year. Say a prayer releasing all people, events, and situations. And if this step is too difficult to do sincerely, then more work in the previous steps needs to be done. In step 7, completion, she says, surrender the year to God and open yourself up to new opportunities, new possibilities in this coming year. So we're dealing with step 6, review and release, and step 7, completion, which is really a surrender step. And so We're going to listen to Jane talk to us about this process of steps 6 and 7, and then lead us in a meditation that takes us up all 7 steps. And I again invite you to do this homework, this writing this letter to God, releasing the year, and then listen to it again. Find it on the archives and listen to this meditation again. It's always good to really go in there and do the work more deeply. And so now I want to join with you in listening to this message from Jane.
Hi, here we are. Finally, we are on the last leg of our 7 steps for releasing the year 2010 and moving into 2011, and it's almost here. We are so close to it, and we are excited about this opportunity to move forth in our consciousness. Yes, 7 steps for releasing the year has now come to the point where we are at the 6th and 7th. 6th release and 7th completion. Yay! I know that you've all been doing your homework and have had new experiences with your homework, particularly our last step last week, which was forgiveness. Forgiveness is always a difficult time, and I'm so happy that you hung in here with me and continue to use the 7 steps to forgive yourself for the things you did and didn't do this year, and forgive those people that perhaps you think did or didn't do something to you. So all of that is on a piece of paper now. And I have found out, because I have done these 7 steps so many times, so often, throughout the many 40 years, that the one thing that has reoccurred is when I've done the 7 steps for releasing the year, during the towards the end of the year, like the 25th, 26th, 27th, things will come up that I need to add on to my list. So have your list handy, because we are taking the 6th and 7th steps tonight, and I'm going to be talking to you about them. But you're going to be doing your homework on the 6th and 7th step. At the end of this, I am going to take you on a release process meditation. And you will be doing that with me tonight, but it will also be on the archives. So you will be able to access this meditation. And it's so important that you use the process of the meditation to release the year. And you might even find on the 31st or January 1st that you want to take the final step, and it's going to be easy. Just it'll be on in the archives, and you will be able to access that whenever you want to do your completion in 2010, moving into 2011. Now, let me talk about release step. The release step is so very important, because it's about letting go of all the things that you've been journaling about this last 6 weeks. You know, we started out with thank you, God, gratitude, being happy that we had this year, and the different things that we were grateful for, and also the people that were in our life, and the experiences that we had, good in our good times that we had this year. We've all had wonderful good times, and sometimes our good times go into the following year, but they're changed somewhat. That's why it's so important to let go of the good times this year, so that you can even have better times next year. And we've talked about that in the process of the 7 steps in the last 6 weeks. So, of course, our hopes and dreams, and we all had hopes and dreams this last year, and some of them have come forth for us, and others of them haven't. And we've just had to hang in there and be okay with the hopes and the goals that we had that didn't perhaps turn up this year. But we're letting them go, because maybe there's some bigger hopes and desires and dreams that you had, that you will be able to accomplish in the year 2011. And of course, we went on to our disappointments and difficulties, and you know as well as I do that there's always disappointments and difficulties. But as I've mentioned before, sometimes the greatest learning that I had were my disappointments and difficulties. I found out my strengths and my weaknesses that I needed to take care of. And of course, the forgiveness. Forgiveness is, of course, one of those important steps that we take to release the energy and kind of purify our thoughts and purify old thought forms that we had during the year that haven't really produced anything of any substance for us. Here we are. We're now ready for the sixth step. And one of the things that you've learned to do this last 6 weeks is to be an observer and be very good at observing yourself. And this is a important thing for the rest of your life. If you can observe yourself, because most people, most souls on this planet are very third dimensional, and it's all about them, what they're thinking, what they're doing, and they're so automatically in the moment of who they are at the moment that they never, ever stand back and look at what they're doing and look how they can change their lives, that they observe what behavior patterns are not working for them. They just keep repeating these things over and over again. So you have become a wonderful observer of your soul observing your personality. You see, it's your soul that observing your personality. And it's so wonderful when we connect more with our soul than we do with our personality. Because our personality is just the vehicle that we run around every day in, and but our soul is behind the personality. But what the goal of the seven steps is to bring the soul into more focus, into that part of us that is kind of hidden from us. And we start to understand that there's more to us than this personality. There is so much more to you than this personality. So it's hard to let go of our personalities and release them and let them go. It is hard. And I know for a fact that my ego self wanted to come back into the picture when my soul wanted to take over. And the more the soul wanted to take over, the bigger the ego got to push the recognition, didn't want to observe itself, didn't want to find out what it really was doing. Because then you can blame everybody else for the problems in your life rather than ever looking at yourself. So congratulations on being the observer. Because if you didn't learn anything else the last 6 weeks, that is a tool that's going to help you move out of the human dimension into the spiritual dimension, that spiritual being that you truly are. And as we just let go of our limited ego self, we are empowered. And I've talked to you also about your past lives, that there is a past life situation, and that it is a situation where you bring your old desires that from other lifetimes into this lifetime that you're in. And if you can observe and watch the process, you become more consciously aware of the soul issues and so much more consciously aware of what you can do to support the evolution of your soul. what you can do in support of the evolution of your soul. So important. So the release process that we're going to be working on tonight is about releasing all the things that we've been putting on our paper and letting them go. And knowing that there were some difficult situations, but if you can learn from those situations, you will not take them into the year 2011. You will not take them. And you release them. And this release process that you are going through, I can remember that in 2003, I was living in Kansas City. And I had gone through the seven steps as I usually do. And today, as I was looking through some of my papers, I found my seven steps process that I had done 2003. And as I looked at it, I kind of had to laugh because the process and the releasing of the 2003, I soon had to release my house that I was living in Lee's Summit, to move to Detroit, Michigan. And so I had done all the work of releasing the year, and just before the end of the year, I had completed the 12-step, or the 7-step program, but at the end of the year, I realized that I had never released my house. And I had to go back and release my house, and I kid you not, I released my house and I put it up for sale, and it very soon was sold. So then the big transition happened for me to move to Detroit, where I am right now. But things are always happening. Last year, I did the 7 steps, letting go of 2009, letting go of everything that I could think of letting go. And by the year 2010, in February, I was released from my Tuesday night meditation at a Unity church, and a whole new aspect opened up for me, new opportunities that I had never thought of before came forth for me. So just to remind you that there are things going to be happening here, and you may find yourself unsatisfied in 2011 with something that was a normal, natural thing that you really liked doing, and all of a sudden in 2011 it doesn't have the same value to you because you've changed. You are looking at your life in a different way. You're looking at your needs in a different way. So when we look at our needs, what happens is we find out what we need and are not getting, and then we have to make the adjustment of how do I meet my needs. My needs have always been the same need to advance spiritually. That's been my goal for 45 years. And the need I had was to always work in the best interest of my soul. So within every year that I came to this point of releasing and letting go, I had to release the spiritual step I was on. I had to let go of what I thought my spiritual step had been for the year 2010, and then move into 2011 with a totally new spiritual step. Now, I already know that I will be going to Orlando in February, and I will be helping out at a Unity Church, at a Christ Unity Church in Orlando, and I will have some opportunities to lead a meditation or do some healing meditations to support that beautiful little church there. But I think I'm going to be doing it differently than I've ever done it before, because I'm a new person. I'm different. I bring a new consciousness to 2011 than I have ever in the past. And so are you. you're bringing a new consciousness to 2011. And you are going to make the most out of this new year that's coming because you've done this work. It's valuable. You are a valuable human being soul. You are a valuable human being, and I'm going to add soul here. You are very valuable. And I'm very, very glad, I can say with all my heart, that I'm extremely proud of each and every one of you that did these seven steps to make it possible for you to take the advantage of the new energy coming in. Thanksgiving is a vibration and an energy. Then there's Christmas, a vibration and energy. And then there's the New Year's energy. And I have a situation here where I have a birthday on the 30th of December. So it's four things are happening to me. That's why I have so many shifts at the first of the year, because I take the energy that's coming in for my birthday, for New Year's, for Christmas, and for the Thanksgiving time. All that is working together to push me into a whole new aspect of who I am. And it's also taking that same vibration and energy and pushing you forward in the life that you are leading. You came this lifetime with certain goals that your soul had, certain things that you wanted to accomplish this lifetime. And you have worked on these things and tried to put them together in the perfect way to fulfill your needs, your spiritual needs, your physical needs, your financial needs, all the needs that we have, and we have many. But your soul had its agenda, a definite agenda that it needed to fulfill this last year. It needed to step up to the plate in a new way. And when we stop to think of the things that we've done throughout this year, and we surrender them and complete them, as we are going to be doing tonight, and letting them go so that we can move forward into a glorious opportunity to serve humanity in a new and more complete way. You see, you were drawn to take these seven steps. The universe drew you there. It invited you to take part in this process so that you could move in consciousness. Your soul said, you know what, I need to do this. I don't know why, but I need to do it. It's the soul of you, the spirit of you, that is saying, I want to change, I want to grow, and I want to know all about who I am. You know, when we stop and think about ourselves of only being 1/10 conscious and 9/10 subconscious, and all the things in the subconscious that are really promoting what we're doing right now. Some of the goals that you had in other lifetimes, you are completing this lifetime. I certainly found that out for myself, that my big goal this lifetime was spiritual. I wanted to master. I wanted to make that connection. And that was of the utmost importance to me. My soul came in with that desire. So I had the family, mother and father, that could help me to work on my spiritual self. And I brought the friends in to help me to do that. And all the little steps that I've taken along the journey have helped me to become that which I am right now. And through my process of learning how to handle spiritual things, all the things that I've learned, all the things that I am, I want to help you to learn. Because there's one thing I found out on this journey, is that there wasn't a lot of information out there. Is when you want to take a spiritual step, what is it that you have to do? I would read about Jesus, and I would read about Yogananda and all these great masters that have gone before me. But nobody ever said anything about there is the process you must take and responsibility you must take for your soul. I never got that. Jesus said meditate. So he taught us something. Go to the mountaintop, meditate. All the great masters say, go in, go within, go within. But how do I go within? That was my problem. How do I go within? What do I need to do to help myself to grow? And so I finally started to learn how to go within. And once I learned to grow within, new things happened to me. I began to see energy and light, and a vibration starts happening. And I began to understand that there was more to me than simply this little 1/10 consciousness that I was. And I started to expand my conscious awareness. Expand it. And in so doing, it got wider and wider, and I was able to engulf more of the God consciousness and more of the God essence in my very own soul. And I just took these little steps, constantly working and doing what I needed to do and using different tools that I'd make up in my head. And you look at my spiritual power tool book that I wrote. It's packed full of little tools to help you to move in consciousness. I used them. It changed my life, and it will change your life. So if you haven't got my spiritual power tool book, please go online, cfenlightenment.org, and order it, because it's my tools that I learned to use to help me on my journey from the third dimension to the fourth dimension, understanding my past lives, understanding what karma is and how it interacts with me and what my responsibilities are. It's so important that we support the evolution of our soul. And I have dedicated myself to be there for you and tell you this is the way to get up the mountain. This is the way you go. It's like trying to climb up the side of a mountain and you don't have the tools. You don't have the cleats, the shoes to climb up. You don't have the rope. You don't have a guide to help you. How are you expected to do any of that? How? That was my question. How? How on earth am I going to learn to meditate? How on earth am I going to be one with God? It all sounded so lofty and so magnificent, but so scary at the same time. And I wanted to know. I was determined to know. And I took the steps necessary to go up that mountain. And I found out that I had to take responsibility for myself 24/7, not just once in a while, looking into spiritual things once in a while. I had to be Johnny on the spot. I had to look at everything in my life and take responsibility for every action I took. And I didn't like it, because I had to do something. But as I grew in spiritual understanding, I understood how important it was that I came up to the plate, that I said, yes, I can do this. I'm scared. I don't know what is beyond that veil, but I want to find it. I want to rip the veil apart, and I want to find God. I want to know God. And if they say the kingdom of God is within me, I want to find the kingdom of God within myself. The center of my enlightenment is right here. It's who I am. It's who you are. And you have the capacity and the ability to tap the resources within yourself to be one with the cosmic energy of this universe. You have it. It's part of your DNA. The God consciousness in you is saying, wake up. Don't go to sleep right now. Wake up and take responsibility and move out of your limited self into the fullness of who you truly are. And if you don't take the responsibility, then you're just wasting this lifetime doing your karma over and over and over, and you're thinking only of me, my, what happened to me, how do I feel, and get out of yourself. You have to get out of yourself. You cannot stay stuck in yourself, because if you stay stuck in that limited self, you're never going to see the bigger picture, because it's so limited. And I'm going to tell you, there is a great, beautiful picture. There is energy, there's light, there's vibrations here in this very room that I'm speaking to you. I can feel the vibration that's coming out from me to you to wake you up. I want to wake you up to your next spiritual step. I'm dedicated to that. And I will not rest. I will not rest till I help as many people as possible until it's time for me to leave this planet. Because you're important to me. You're just not a personality. You're a lot more than a personality. You are a soul evolving. And you can be awakened and express that which you are. Don't shortchange yourself. You're beautiful. You are magnificent vibration and energy. Don't shortchange yourself. Don't do that to yourself. I am truly dedicated to opening the doors of your consciousness to be able to embrace the wholeness of yourself. Wholeness of yourself. You have an intuitive part of you that is going to be your greatest help possible. That intuitive part of you is your line to the higher dimensions. You intuit it. You understand it. It's a vibration. But you have to meditate to get there. You have to dedicate yourself to making the connection. You owe it to yourself. You've been here so many lives and muddled around and worked and struggled and had been ill and passed on and came back in another lifetime. What a wonderful thing you've learned. Now take everything you've learned and put it on your spiritual credits. And when I tell you, you have spiritual credits, you absolutely have spiritual credits from other lifetimes, or you wouldn't even be here looking at this seven-step process. It wouldn't even interest you. You have spiritual credits, and those spiritual credits are available to you. They will take you far, because you have been in other lifetimes, you've been dedicated to a church, you may have been a monk, you may have been a nun, you may have been a high priestess, whatever it is that you were. Cash in on those credits. Cash in on them. Say, put it together. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago, give your karma to God. Say, here it is. Now use my spiritual credits to move me spiritually as fast as you can. Open my eyes, open my ears, open my third eye, open my intuitive self. Those are the things that need to be attuned and aligned so that you can work in the best interest of your soul. Otherwise, you can't. You can't. There's so much garbage in the subconscious. Only the light of your own soul, the light of God consciousness, clears it out for you. And you don't have to be struggling, because there's a way out. There's a doorway out. There's a door that's open to you. Take it. Take it. These seven steps are part of it. Take it. And do that which your soul is calling you to do. And I'm speaking to each one of you, to your soul, not to the personality. The personality doesn't like to hear any of this. It'll resist it because, hey, that means that that little ego is going to drown out and the soul is coming forth. And the closer you get to the soul coming forth, the bigger the ego gets and says, this is a bunch of rubbish. I'm the important one. I need a new car. I want that better job. It's all about I. It's not about I. It's about letting the I go. And finding out that you truly are another being. But this being is in God. You discover that you are God being. And you aren't just this person that's sitting there in this body. But you recognize that you are God being. And you are one with all. And then, at that point, you use your body, your personality, to express that what God, that which God is. And you become the beacon of light that awakens and blesses and loves and heals and supports a soul to find their way up the top of that mountain and give them cleats and give them the rope and give them the guidance. And when I had worked on finding out what is the secrets to the mystic, what is the secrets of the occultist, and I couldn't find a how-to book, a little spattering here and a little smattering there, but there was nothing how-to. How do I get out of my karma? What are my desires? Why are they important that I let go of them? I would read, the Buddhists would say, let go of your desires. But I never understood why. I can tell you why. Because God fulfills your desires. So if you let them go, and the only desire you have is to grow spiritually, then what happens is that becomes the fire underneath the firestorm that you are going to be using to climb up that mountain, and nothing will stop you. It's a burning desire. Why be a human being when you can be a God being? Why? Doesn't make, why be a caterpillar if you could be a butterfly? You see? Why be a caterpillar? And I'm saying to you, why be a human being when you can be a God being? Why would you ever waste your time being a human being anymore? I remember the day that I gave up being a human being. And that was a very, very scary day for me. I took my human beingness up the seven steps. I kid you not. I took my human beingness up the seven steps. And that is really important thing to do. because I wanted my spiritual being to be stronger than my human being. And by taking that human existence up the seven steps, I turned over my life that I knew my life to be for all these eons and eons of incarnations, and opened the door to the God being. I love you, I support you. And we are going to end this now with a meditation. And I know I've been seeing a lot of things. And I say them because I love you. I care about you. You're my brothers and you're my sisters. You're part of me. You're part of the breath I breathe. You can't come to the place that I am in consciousness and not recognize the beautiful beings that you are. You and I are one. If I move, I can help you move. And if you move, you can help your family move. That's the way it goes. If I can carry more vibration and energy and magnetize more of that from you, you are going to be able to do the same for your family. Thank you, God, for this wonderful law that works the universe. Giving and receiving, giving and receiving, giving and receiving. We give, we receive. We send out, and we take in. And so, as we begin this meditation, find a comfortable place right now. Maybe you're sitting in front of your computer. Get more comfortable. Get comfortable. Sit back and take a deep breath with me. Because we're going to go up the seven steps. And you are going to have some homework to do. Because the sixth and seventh steps, you still haven't done that homework. But we are going to take the seven steps as if you had finished your homework, so that you can archive this, so that you can do this whenever you are prepared to do it. And I will put the energy and the vibration on it, so that whenever the time comes that you need to take the final step, that the energy will be there for you. Because nothing gets lost in God. Nothing. So as you relax and let go, we see these beautiful golden steps that we've pictured many, many times in the last 6 weeks. We see them. They're glowing tonight. They're glowing brighter than they've ever glowed before. And there they are, beckoning to us. They are beckoning to us to move forward. And I want you to picture a torch in your hand, a lighted torch. And on this torch is 2010. You see yourself holding on to this torch. 2010. And you're taking your first step, and it's thank you. Thank you for 2010 and all the glorious things that happened. And thank you more than anything else for creating me and giving me the courage to take the seven steps. Thank you for giving me the courage to even bother journaling for 5 minutes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're taking our torch up the next step, which is good times. Wow, we've had a lot of good times in 2010. We had some of those most exciting moments. Perhaps it is seeing a new baby born to the family, or to ourselves. Perhaps it's going to a wonderful movie with a friend that you really enjoy being with. Or going to a dance. I could name so many things, but you know what's on your list. You know what's on your list. So I'm going to give you a moment to think about your list. And let whatever pops into your mind come forth. Now we move to our hopes and our dreams. And we had so many hopes and dreams. We take our torch up that next step and stand there. And we take a moment to think about the things that were our greatest hopes and dreams this year. And we release them, we let them go. We release them, let them go. As we move to the next step of difficulties and disappointments. And you know that we've had many disappointments and difficulties. And much growth. And we stop for a moment to think about some of those things. With our torch still in our hand. It's time for forgiveness. We say, the person I need to forgive the most is me. And I honor myself on this step. I honor myself. Love myself. For maybe some of the things I did and didn't do or whatever I have on my list of forgiveness. But mainly I honor myself. I love myself enough to forgive and release and let go. Now we move to the sixth step, which is release. And you will be doing your homework on the release, but for right now, we are going to release everything that we've already written. And see on the step of release a pile of all the things you've journaled. All the things that you've written down the last 6 weeks. We're going to take that torch that's in our hand and we're going to put it to those papers. And we watch it burn up. Watch it. Watch it all burn up. And we bless it. Bless it. And we see the fire getting brighter and brighter and brighter. It's burning and burning and burning. And it's dissolving and dissolving and dissolving. All the karma, all the things you've done, we're burning it up. All the desires, all the hopes, all the dreams, all the disappointments, all the difficulties, and all the forgiveness. It's burning. It's burning. And I'm releasing it. I'm releasing. And it's slowly but surely just disappearing. The fire is going out. As if somebody just took and put water all over it. And we are. We're going to put the purification water on it. The water of life. We're pouring all over it. the water of new life that we are going towards. And now we're taking the step of completion and we surrender. We surrender the year 2010 and all the glorious things that it meant to us and all the disappointments and everything there is. We surrender it all. For we know we'll be a new being in you, God. And so we take that torch and we blow out that light. Blow it out. Blow it out. 2010. Whew. It's gone. And we set it aside. And lay it down. And we look up and there's a bright light shining on us. That light is penetrating us. It's the seven step completion. And all of a sudden we see another torch. It says 2011. And we put it in our hand and we bless it. We bless it. And say thank you. Thank you. You have good times here and you have hopes and dreams and you have, oh, probably some disappointments, but I'm strong, I can handle them. And some, probably some forgivenesses that I'll have to do at the end of next year. But I will do them and I will be observer. I promise that I will be committed to observe myself all 2011 so that when the process begins, I am so clear and ready to move next year in December as I release this year coming and move into another new year. Oh, the light is shining so bright. And 2011 is such a bright, bright new beginning for me and you, for all of us. It's a wonderful new year coming forth. Embrace it. Just embrace it. And we begin by saying, thank you, God. Thank you for this new year and all that it has in store for us. And the courage and the discipline and the responsibility that this new year is going to ask of me. But I am ready to take it on. I am ready. I have the courage to climb the mountain. I have the cleats. I have the pole. I have the rope. I have everything it takes. And so now as we come back, slowly but surely, to the presence of this room, we open our eyes and I say congratulations to you. Congratulations. Happy New Year. And have a magnificent Christmas. The Christ in you is being born anew. And then there comes the new year. Where you are becoming more of who you are than you ever thought you possibly could be. God has a wonderful plan stored up for you. And we're ready to take on the challenge. It's been such a joy for me to be a part of this process with you and to go to the archives, keep these seven steps, and take them when you need to take them for other things in your life, other challenges, whatever they may be. This process erases karma. It supports clarity in thinking. It supports everything that you need to take your next spiritual steps. Your time is now. This is the moment. This is your moment. And I'm so glad that you are part of my spiritual family. God bless you and keep you and bring you great joy in the coming year.
So that was an adventure. And I invite you to do your homework and take your steps, writing your letter to God. You can find the questions in the archives for steps 6 and 7. And it's essentially about writing a letter to God, completing the year, including all of the steps that you've done so far, and then surrendering that letter and surrendering those steps. I want to invite you to come back on Thursday night at 7 p.m. The link is in the archives, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we're going to go even deeper in releasing this past year and completing our experience and sharing our own adventure with this experience. I also want to invite you to support the center, and the link is also in your chat room. And just want to wish you a happy new year. Know that you are using the desire that you kindled at Thanksgiving and that commitment that you made with the new birth at Christmas to back that up with your will here in the new year to move into an incredible new experience of possibilities and opportunities. And so we'll see you next Thursday or next Sunday. Bye for now.